I don't mind shouting, but it might get a little hard on you. Praise the Lord. Look around you. Just take a moment and look what God has done. Is this beautiful or what? Are we blessed or what? Praise the Lord. I just feel like we need to give the Lord a praise offering tonight for this, right? Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wow. God just answers prayer. He is just amazing. Praise the Lord. I am excited to be here with everyone tonight. Glory to God. And I am excited about the word tonight. Praise the Lord. I don't know what it will do for you, but I'm going to preach myself happy. I got real happy finishing it up today and working on it. I've been thinking for the last at least month that Pastor Bruce or Donnie was going to just come right on out and preach my message. But they just touched around it, so I get to actually preach it myself. So first I'm just going to open with prayer and just turn this over to the Lord. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the honor and the privilege it is to meet in a sanctuary once again. And Lord, we know that the sanctuary is not what's important. We know that we're the temple, Lord. We know that where we are, you are. But Lord, we thank you for this anyway, Father. We thank you for your provision. We thank you for what you're doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you that you are an ever-present God. You're not just an idol carved of stone or of wood, but you're living. And Lord, that you know everything that's going on, Father. You are very aware in our lives, oh God. And Lord, nothing happens that you don't know about, God. There is nothing, Father, too big for you or too small. And Lord, we just praise you. We just thank you for that, Father. Lord, we thank you that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, I just ask that you minister to the hearts of your people, those that are here and those that are watching online, that you just minister to our hearts tonight through this word. Lord, that you would just set a spark on fire in us, oh God. Lord, that you would just stir the deep places in us tonight, oh God. And Lord, that above all things, that you would have your way, precious Father, in our lives, in this moment, Lord, and in every moment following, Father. And we just give you, Heavenly Father, all the glory. We give you, precious Savior, all the honor, Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Wow, glory to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, go with me in your Bibles, if you will, please, to Leviticus. That's an old, old book. Leviticus chapter 6. Praise the Lord. We're going to read verse 12 and 13 tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at that. Isn't it beautiful? I mean, it was the same, but it's even more beautiful now. And the word says, praise the Lord, and the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on it. It shall not be put out. And the priest shall burn the wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order on it. And he shall burn on it the fat and the peace offerings. A fire shall always be burning on the altar. It shall never go out. There are four really important things, hallelujah, in this scripture that I'm going to talk to you tonight about. Hallelujah. The first thing is the burnt offering. Let's see, where is it? Okay, the fat and the anointing. Hallelujah. You know, in the word, the fat represents anointing. The anointing of God. Hallelujah. God's anointing rests. Hallelujah, on us, because he lives in us. His presence, his power is in us and over us and always working through us. Hallelujah. This constant peace offering back in the day that was to be burning all the time, all the time, all the time, was a representation of what Christ was going to be and do for us. Constant peace between us and God. Hallelujah. A peace that would never go out. Hallelujah. This is, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. What a picture of the love of Jesus that we have through this sacrifice, through this burnt offering, praise the Lord. And Jesus was and is our peace offering. Hallelujah. The second important thing about this is the sacrifice. The sacrifice is a price. The sacrifice costs. Hallelujah. And this sacrifice was to be burnt upon the altar before the Lord. And you know what? Jesus was the sacrifice upon the altar called the cross. He was yours and my sacrifice, not just for that moment. You know, in the sacrifice in this time, in this day, it was just for that moment, for that day, or for that season, or for that year. But Jesus is for every day of the year, and Jesus is for every life of our years. That sacrifice that he made never runs out. It never stops. What he accomplished never ends. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus was our sacrifice. With his sacrifice, he paid for our sins. With his sacrifice, he established between us and God a peace offering. He established a restoration between the Lord and us that nothing else could do. Hallelujah. And that gets me excited. Praise the Lord. And you know, there was peace between God and the people because of this sacrifice. But what Jesus did, oh, hallelujah, woo, Jesus is the new covenant. And that peace is established for all time. Oh, hallelujah. We have access to God for all time because of what Jesus did. Hallelujah. So exciting. You know, they might not have known all that this represented at that moment, at that time. This was so long before Christ, and yet God was setting it up. He was setting up a shadow of the reality of what was to come into our lives, praise the Lord. The fourth important thing is the priests. Only the priests could make the sacrifice before God, and only the priests could keep the fire burning. If anyone went in and anyone else tried to do it, their life was forfeit, praise the Lord. In Isaiah 61:6, the Bible says, "But you shall be named the priests of the Lord. They shall call you the servants of our God." This is prophecy. This is old time. You know, it's not talking just about Jesus, because it says they shall call you the servants. Servant is not singular. It's multiple. So it's not just talking about Jesus here. It's talking about what we're receiving through Jesus. And if you go back up, it talks about Jesus and then what we're receiving through Jesus. Hallelujah. So you and I are priests of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what that means for you and I? It means that we get to receive that sacrifice. We get to receive that entitled us to receive what that sacrifice offered. Praise the Lord. And it means that we can make a sacrifice and an offering to the Lord. And it doesn't have to be on an altar made of stone or on an altar made of wood. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1 Peter 2:9, hallelujah, the word says, "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." Hallelujah. We are a royal priesthood because of what Christ did for us, the sacrifice he made, the benefits we have received. The part of that, I want a better word than benefit, but part of that is we are a royal priesthood. Whether you feel royal, you know, some days I might feel a little royal. Most of the time, not at all royal. But it is what we are. Whether we feel like it, whether we think like it or not, it is what God has said we are. So we are because he has said we are, and we need to line up to it. We need to get into agreement with what the word says we are. And that is a royal priesthood, praise the Lord. And in Matthew 5:9, the word says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Now remember, in that very first verse I read, it says it was a peace offering on the altar all the time, day and night, that was never allowed to go out. The peace offering, peace between the Heavenly Father and the children of Israel, peace. And now we are the peacemakers. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we are the peacemakers. We are the peace offering, the sacrifice to God today. Hallelujah. Our lives is a living sacrifice to the living God every day, every morning, and every night. We are before Him a royal priesthood, a living sacrifice of peace to the world around us before the Lord. Hallelujah. And that gets me all worked up. Hallelujah. Woo! He is our God. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. Our life is not our own. Our life, we are called to be a royal priesthood. We are called to be the peacemakers. Hallelujah. Between the world and God. Jesus paid. He was the sacrifice. And now our job is, as a royal priesthood, is to keep that offering, that peace offering, alive in us day and night before the Lord. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians 3:23, the word says that you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. We are not our own. It's not about what makes us happy. It's not about whether we feel like we're a priesthood or a royal priesthood. It's not about whether we want to be a sacrifice today or not a sacrifice. It's about what we are, whether we feel it or not, because of what Jesus did, because of what Jesus paid for you and me. Hallelujah. And we need to begin to think like that. We need to begin to live that. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Woo! Hallelujah. So we have seen that we have become the royal priesthood who offers the sacrifice. Hallelujah. We have seen that we are the peacemakers. And now we see that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. This is a representation of what God set up in the wilderness. Hallelujah. In the here and now, hallelujah, because Jesus is and was the sacrifice to make us a royal priesthood, to make us the peacemakers, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. The second Christ comes into our life, Holy Spirit comes and dwells in us, and we become the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. You and I are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, whether you feel like it or not, whether you want to be or not. You are, and we have to begin to believe it and to live like it, praise the Lord. Oh, because that's a lot of power, hallelujah. So through this verse, hallelujah, in these verses we see this. We are the priests of God through Jesus Christ, the one who serves in the temple or the tabernacle of God. Our life is to be a sacrifice before the Lord, day and night, continually, a sacrifice on the altar that never burns out. Hallelujah. We are the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Our hearts are the altar. Hallelujah. Our hearts are the altar of God, where the sacrificial fire, hallelujah, should always be burning and never go out, praise the Lord. But sometimes our hearts wax cold. Sometimes circumstances and life get in the way, and our hearts begin to cool and harden. But our fire should always be burning, because that sacrifice of peace, that peace offering, was never allowed to go out, and it should not go out today. The fourth point, we are the peacekeepers, hallelujah. Our hearts are the altar of God, the place where that peace offering is always to be burning, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know what a peace offering is? A peace offering was an offering, a sacrifice given to the Lord to establish peace again, because sin came in, because we'd done something wrong, because there was something that was an obstacle between us and the Lord. And so this peace offering was made so that this fire, this sacrifice, would constantly be burning in the temple, so that there would be constant peace and not enmity between God and His people. You know, the early Israelites, they caused a lot of enmity between themselves and God. Boy, I'll tell you, Moses was gone for a second, And they were building new idols, and they were offering sacrifices and all kinds of things they shouldn't have been doing for just a moment without the watchful eye of Moses. But we're that sacrifice now. We're that peace offering now, you and I. That's why we're called peacemakers. Because wherever we go, in every relationship we are to make peace. We are to not allow there to be heartache or enmity or anger or division. We are the peacemakers. We are to make sure we keep peace. Hallelujah. And not allow the enemy to come in and to destroy or to put out that fire, praise the Lord. We are now to be the peace to the world. Hallelujah. This offering always burning in our hearts before the Lord so that everyone can see what Christ has done. Do they see in our lives, in our words, in our actions, what Christ has done for you? Are they seeing that, or are they seeing something else altogether? Are they seeing the love of Christ in you? Are they seeing the peace of Christ in you? Or are they seeing other things? Maybe they're seeing a little bit of both. Hallelujah. But we need to strive harder. We need to remember who God says we are to Him. We need to remember. We need to have it in our minds and in our hearts. It needs to become the reality that is more real to us than anything else. Hallelujah. Because Christ was the price of our salvation. He was the price of peace between us and God. He was the bringer of restoration between man and God. For your sin and for my sin, He died on the altar of sacrifice we call the cross so that you and I could be restored to our Heavenly Father and become His priest. Hallelujah. This is powerful. This is powerful, and it gets me stirred up, and it gets me excited. But here's the big question. How do we keep these fires burning in our hearts? Because anybody that's a Christian and been a Christian long enough, you go through a waning. You go where the fire burns down, and sometimes you feel like it's just barely embers there. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. A long time ago, I don't know how long ago, it was a long time ago, maybe when my kids were in school and I was teaching them homeschooling, I heard a story that struck me, and as I was studying for this message, the Lord brought this story back to my heart. And I mean, maybe it was a movie that I saw or we read it in history books, I don't quite remember. But I investigated it afresh and new so that I could share it with you because I remembered it, but I wanted to make sure I remembered it good. So a long time ago, before there was electricity and life as we know it, when the Indians still lived in the plains, these Indians were a nomadic people, the Plains Indians, and they followed the hunting herds. You know, they followed the buffalo, and when there wasn't buffalo, they followed the deer. And so they kind of moved around to different hunting grounds where they would be provided for. So they had what they called a fire carrier. This was someone in the tribe that was designated to carry the fire from place to place so that the tribe had a way of restarting the fire easily. It became a ceremonial thing. It became a special thing. So the fire carrier would take the burning coals from the central fire. So the Plains Indians, at least the ones I read about for this, they had in their camp a central fire. And that's where the potlucks were held, the gatherings were held, the ceremonies were held, the church celebrations were held. Okay, they were all held around this central fire. So there was someone designated that would take from that central fire coals, embers, that were alive and burning, and then they would carry them in something that would keep them alive, that they would not be able to go out. Different tribes use different things. My favorite was a horn, a hollowed-out buffalo horn that they'd then fill with the live coals and a little bit of twigs and stuff to keep it burning, and they carried that to the next camp. And when they got to the next camp and the chief would decide where the camp was and this is going to be the central spot, A central fire was set up. They'd put stones around it, I imagine. And in that center, the fire starter would bring the coals and the embers. And he'd gather the things that he needed to set those on fire again. And that fire would be set on fire again. And when that fire was blazing and huge and beautiful, each of the families of the tribe would come and take fire from that fire and take it back to their own teepee or their own living place, their own dwelling place, where they did most of their own cooking and their living. But there was someone responsible for that fire at all times, that it was never allowed to go out. Hallelujah. You know, I have loved this story from the time I heard it. Maybe because it was a custom that spoke to my heart about community and about fellowship and about sharing. Maybe because it speaks to my heart about Christ and how we are never to let our first love burn out. And how Christ is the central fire in our lives, hallelujah, and where we all receive light and the fire that always sustains us. So you and I, we are fire carriers of God, hallelujah. And we have to keep that fire that was planted in us at salvation. We have to keep that fire burning. We have to keep that fire stoked. No matter what it takes, we have to make sure that the enemy isn't allowed to put out that fire that God has kindled and stirred and placed in us. Hallelujah. We have to be responsible for that fire because we're supposed to share that fire. We are supposed to be a central fire where others come and receive the fire of God, where others come and are healed, where others come and see what Christ is doing. But if we let our fire go out, what are they going to see? Who's going to kindle their fire if the fire carriers of God aren't carrying the fires, if the fires aren't kept burning? Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7 says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift. And this was in another translation I read. It said, rekindle the embers, fan the flame, and keep burning what was implanted into you, the gracious gift, the inner fire of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. This is Timothy talking. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. And do you know, when our mind becomes weakened, our fire begins to grow dim. When we start believing the lies of the enemy, our fire grows dimmer. When we speak untruth, when we speak in haste, we're sowing seeds that cause those fires to dim. We have to change what we say. We have to change what we believe. We have to change how we live to protect what God has placed in us, to keep these fires burning, not just for ourselves, but for others who are looking for Christ, who are needing salvation, who are needing healing. They have to see this fire burning in us so that it draws them like a moth to a flame. Hallelujah. Oh, because the fire draws those who are lost. The fire draws those who are cold and broken and hurting because they need somewhere to hunker down and be warmed. And oh, Holy Spirit warms. Holy Spirit heals. Holy Spirit restores. Praise the Lord. Oh, His fire is in us, and we must fan the flames. We must pray. We must speak the word, live the word, and we need to share our testimonies to encourage others so that they hear stories of what God's done here and now. You know, the stories in the Bible are wonderful. They're beautiful. They're encouraging. But what's even more encouraging is what God's doing here and now, what God's doing today, what He did yesterday, and what He's going to do tomorrow. That is even more powerful because it's tangible. We can get a hold of it. 1,000 years ago, doesn't have as much meaning as yesterday I couldn't walk, but today I am jumping and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. Someone needs to hear your testimony. We all have a testimony, praise the Lord. We all have something to share that God has done, not just 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago, but what he's done present, what he's done today, hallelujah, or yesterday, or in your lifetime, hallelujah. In Jude 1, it says, but you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. When we pray in the Holy Spirit, it edifies us, not someone else, but us. It edifies our spirit. It edifies our soul. And it strengthens that fire burning in you and I. And if we never pray in the Spirit, that edification isn't coming. That edification comes from praying in the Spirit, praise the Lord. We need to be a people who is praying in the Spirit. When you're in your car, when you're in your house, when you're in your room, when you're changing, when you're in the shower, when you're sitting at the breakfast table, we need to be a people who remembers we need to pray in the Holy Spirit, because it fans the flame of the fire burning inside of us. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. In Luke 3:16, hallelujah. John is speaking, and he says, John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I will come, and the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He was talking about Jesus. He said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Do you know that in multiple places in the Bible, the Holy Spirit is referenced as fire? So that fire that is deposited in you and I is the Holy Spirit. And do you know the Word also teaches us not to grieve the Holy Spirit, because through grieving the Holy Spirit, it can put that fire out. And the Lord does not want that fire to go out. That sacrifice, that offering before the Lord, that peace offering was to burn day and night, day after day, night after night. It was to never go out. Hallelujah. What God has deposited in us, we have to take care of it. We can't grieve the Holy Spirit and cause it to go out. We can't starve ourselves of the things that stoke the fire and think that it's not going to have an effect on us. If your fire is burning low, you feel burnt out, you feel overwhelmed, you feel broken, you feel at a loss, you don't know what to do, you feel lost, your fire has burned dangerously low, and it needs to be stoked, it needs to be fanned. Hallelujah. And it's done through praying in the Spirit. It's done through the laying on of hands. Praise the Lord. It's done through prayer. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is a fire that we have constant access to day and night. It doesn't matter how dark it feels around you. It doesn't matter how lonely you feel. It doesn't matter if you feel that you have been abandoned. If you begin to reach out to the Lord, if you begin to speak to Holy Spirit, it will kindle that flame, and it will begin to grow bright and strong again. Hallelujah. But we have to feed it. We have to feed the flame, just like the Indians had to feed that central fire. There was someone that took care of that fire at all times, that it never went out. Hallelujah, because it was life. That fire was life. The fire that has been deposited in you and I, it is life. It is life. Holy Spirit is life to you and I. Holy Spirit is what brings everything that Jesus taught and everything that Jesus was to life in you and I. But we have to fan that flame, praise the Lord. In Hebrews 12:29, it says, for our God is a consuming fire. If you don't feel the excitement of God stirring in you, seek him. Get prayer. If you don't feel that fire in you, seek the Lord. Get in your closet and seek the Lord. And don't stop until that fire has been built up and rekindled. Go to the pastor, go to your leader, anybody, a friend, anybody you can trust, and get prayer and ministry and let that fire be rebuilt in you, but don't let it go out. Hallelujah. We have to remind ourselves of who we are in Christ Jesus. Donnie spoke about that Sunday. I thought, the Sunday before. I thought, she's going to do it. She's going to preach my message. She said that there were three faith statements. I am, I have, and I can. Hallelujah. And we need to remind ourselves of those three faith statements. We need to remember, I am a child of God. I am a royal priesthood. I am loved by God. I am loved by Jesus. I am the friend of Jesus. I have been justified through Jesus. I am united with the Lord and His Spirit. I have been bought with a price, praise the Lord. I am a member of the body of Christ, hallelujah. I am a saint. I am a holy one of God because of what Jesus has done in me, praise the Lord. I have been adopted into the family of God. And I have direct access to the throne of God. I have been redeemed, and I have been forgiven, and I am made complete in Jesus. I am a new creation. We need to start going over the I ams, like Donnie said. I used to have these affirmations of Christ, these I ams and I haves, and I used to have them, and I taped them up in my bathroom mirror. So long ago, 25 years ago at least, and as I brushed my teeth and got ready in the morning, I would read that list. I am a child of God. I am the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I am set free, and I am redeemed. Woo! I am holy because He says I am holy. I am His righteousness. And I'd just go down that list every morning, until I got stoked up, till the fire in my heart was burning and I was ready to face the day. Hallelujah. Go over the I ams and the I haves and the I cans, because the word says that I can do all things, even preach from a pulpit up high. Through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. Nothing that I face is there that I cannot overcome through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah, because He is always with me, but I have to keep the fire burning. Psalms 19:14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hallelujah. We have to make sure that the words that we speak and the things we meditate on are things that stoke the fire, are things that cause the fire to burn and not go out. You know, when we meditate on things like, oh my God, I'm just so sick of life. I am so tired of this, or I am so tired of that. I just can't do this anymore. Do you know what we're doing to that fire? We're causing it to dim. We're taking away a little ember, an ember at a time, a little coal at a time. And we're throwing water on it. In the place of saying, you know, I'm tired, I can't, remember that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Even when you face a situation that you think you can't get through, you can't get past, you can't make it through this trial, you begin to say, I am alive. I am going to make it through this trial because Christ strengthens me. I am a child of the King. Woo! The heavenly host fights for me, praise the Lord. And you begin to go down the I ams and you begin to quote the I haves until that fire is stoked fresh and powerful and burning. Because the word says, as a man speaks, he is. How many times are we putting out the fire? Oh, I don't have enough to make it through the month. I have a horrible job. It doesn't pay enough. When what we should be saying is, I have a wonderful job and God's got a better one for me still. God's my provision. He's my provider. He'll make the ends meet. He'll stretch the money. But our first instinct is always like, oh, the Debbie Downer spot. I can't do this. I'll never make it. I won't be able to eat this month. And there we go. We have begun to put out the fire. But if we begin to quote the word, if we begin to quote the scripture, it will fan the flames. It will stoke the fire. If you go to someone and say, hey, pray with me. I'm having a tough financial month. Pray with me. Hallelujah. It will stoke the fires. The word says in James 1:22, be doers of the word and not only hearers, deceiving yourselves. When we hear the word and we don't live the word, we're deceiving ourselves. We're putting out the fire. We're extinguishing the fire that is life to our bones. We're grieving the Holy Spirit because he is the absolute opposite. He is life, and we're speaking out death. We've got to change our word, our verbiage, our vocabulary. It has to change to line up to the will of God so that we're not putting out the fires in one breath and trying to stoke it in the next. Hallelujah. Have you ever been cooking on a barbecue? I'm reminded of one time we were cooking on a barbecue. And the flames got so high from the juices dripping down that I had to get a squirt bottle, you know, a spray bottle or a bucket, really, and dump it in the barbecue. And then it put out the fire. That's kind of us sometimes. You know, we're going along and we're stalking that fire. We're fanning it. We're building that fire up. And then it's just too big. And out of our own mouths or by our own hands, we put the fire out. You know how hard it is to get a gas barbecue to light once it's all saturated with water and soaking wet? It takes a minute. It takes a minute. Hallelujah. And if we leave that fire unattended, I'm going to tell this story too because it's funner. So my husband was cooking dinner one night. It was a beautiful dinner. It was those Chinese cross-cut short ribs. Oh, it's like one of my favorites. And it was so delicious. And he's got it. He's like, oh, you know, he came in. He said, okay, how long? These ribs are done. We're there. And I said, okay, 5 minutes. Okay. He goes back out. He's tending those ribs lovingly. And he thought, they're done. I'm going to shut this barbecue off. So he shuts it off. But there was still fire burning in there. So he came in the house to get a platter. He said, yeah, I got the ribs done. I'm going to go get them and bring them in. I shut the barbecue off. He goes back out to the barbecue and all the ribs are consumed in that fire. And they have become charcoal. He left that fire unattended. And the fire was out. And the meat became hard and charcoal. Unedible. Completely. Not that we didn't try. I've heard that charcoal's good for the teeth. But, you know, when we throw cold water and we put the flames out, what was burning on the altar becomes unusable, becomes unpalatable. We have to tend the fire. We can't just assume that it's going to just stay burning all the time on its own and it's going to be just fine. We have to tend it. And we tend it by what we meditate on and by what we speak, by what we say. Hallelujah. And then Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The word of our testimony is so important. The things we say, the things we testify about, there's so much power in it. And you know, when we were living in Mexico, for the first 3 years, we worked with interpreters. So everywhere we went, we worked through interpreters. And so anybody that anywhere we went to minister, they knew that if they needed to speak to us, they had to speak through an interpreter. And we were in this one service in a little tiny church, like this row of pews. That's the whole church size. That's it. That's the whole church size. Chairs, the worship people, everything. And at the end of the service, we were praying for people and ministering to people, and a family came in. They had been outside. The church was so full that you couldn't fit everybody in the building. They had been outside through the service listening. And they came up at the altar call for prayer for their son. And what I got was, he's sick and he's dying and the doctors can't save him. I didn't know what was wrong with him or why. This is what I heard. So I just simply laid hands on him and prayed. what else can we do? And that was it. We finished service. Service went on. And we went home. I never heard anything back because they didn't call me because I didn't speak their language. So months later, we were out by that church, and I asked the pastor's wife, who was my interpreter, hey, by the way, how is that little boy that came to church? Have you heard word of him? Oh, my gosh, yes. He had worms. He had developed worms so bad that they were basically eating him up from the inside. And he was so malnourished from it that there was no medicine that they could give him that would cure him fast enough to save his life. He was to the lethargic stage. He couldn't walk on his own. He had no energy. He wasn't eating anymore. He wasn't drinking. He was running super high fevers. There was literally nothing that could be done but wait for him to die. God healed him that night. Absolutely healed him and restored him. The next morning, he was running around like the 4-year-old little boy he was, asking for food. Doctors couldn't do it. Man couldn't do it. You know, it was months later when I heard that testimony. Months later when I was going through a struggle, because this is what's happening. Lord, I'm not seeing the results. You said that where your word was preached, there would be signs and wonders. Where are they? And then this testimony came out. I didn't know what God had done. And you know, it shouldn't have mattered whether I knew or not. What mattered was I did what I was supposed to in faith, believing, and I should have just been declaring it and rejoicing instead of letting myself get down because I wasn't seeing the signs and wonders. It's not about what you and I see. It is about what you and I believe. It is about what you and I confess. It is about you and I keeping the fires of the Holy Spirit burning in us day and night and not allowing the enemy to put it out just because we don't see what we think we're supposed to or because we're not hearing what we think we should hear. We are the living testimony, and we can believe the word of God. And we need to. I have story after story of the very same thing. I wasn't hearing it. I didn't know. But the kingdom of heaven was affected. Hallelujah. We need to share our testimonies. We need to share our stories of what God is doing now. And we need to stir up the fires that are in our hearts. Hallelujah. The fire that was deposited there upon salvation. Hallelujah. We need to live as a sacrifice, the peace offering that was laid on the altar and always burning. We can't do that if we don't change how we speak, if we don't change on what we meditate. Hallelujah. You know, our TV is not working, which is probably like the best thing that's happened to me in months. Because it means I don't lay and watch TV at night. I lay and read my word. You know how much word you can cover in an hour? Yeah, quite a bit. And that word is just stirred and stirred and stirred and stirred in me. And as I was sitting down this morning, I went to the house at 6 a.m. to watch the kids. And as I got up there was nobody there. The house was quiet. I sat down at the table, and I began finalizing this and putting the things together. And I just got so excited. At some point, I just lifted my hands and began to praise the Lord. Yes, yes, your fire burns in me. Yes, I am the peace offering on the altar. And I promise to stay there, Lord. I won't get off this altar. I will be the peacemaker, Father. I will keep the fires burning because you put your fire in me. And I got so excited and happy. When we begin to declare the word of God back to him, it stirs the fires in us. No matter what you're facing, speak the word of God over it. No matter what you're dealing with, speak the word of God over it and keep the fires stirred in your life. If you're hoping and waiting and believing for salvation for family, begin to declare it done. Begin to declare it done. Fan that flame. Stoke that fire and see what God will do in our lives. Hallelujah. Will you stand with me to your feet tonight? Praise the Lord.
We have an altar once again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you've tuned in tonight, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to declare the word of God over your life. Hallelujah. Nothing causes the darkness to flee like light. Hallelujah. If a candle can light up a room, imagine a bonfire in the center of your room, in the center of your world, in the center of your life. Hallelujah. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. We appreciate you. We are grateful for you. We believe in you. And we just say a big God bless you. Let's close with prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise you and we just worship you tonight, oh God. Lord, I ask you to fan the flames in us. Help us, oh God. Lord, to fan the flames. Help us, oh God, to stoke the fires. Lord, help us to be vigilant with the gift that you have placed in us. Help us, oh God, to be the tenders of this fire, oh God. Help us to be the fire carriers, oh God. Lord, that we won't let the fire that you have planted in us burn out or burn low. And Lord, if we see someone else's fire burning low or someone else's fire dying, Lord, that we would speak life into them, that we would sow life into them, oh God, and fan the flames, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just praise you and we just thank you, Father. We just thank you for your presence in our lives, Lord. We just thank you and we just give you the glory and the honor tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thanks for tuning in tonight, folks. God bless you.